Folks, welcome to Trainwreck tonight. We are live here at Studio D tonight in studio. We got Maniac, Topher, Tucked, and myself, Degenerate Al. And obviously, we got to give a big shout out to producer Burrs. Lots to talk about tonight. The Bills are 2-1. Huge win, 26-16 over the Denver Broncos. We'll be talking some Tyrod Taylor, Von Miller, one of the most ridiculous penalty calls I've ever seen. And also, we'll be talking about a big weekend in UB Sports as well. Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. Why? 2-for-1 Goose Bombers, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's go. We got Olivia Brooks in the house. Just join us.
You gotta mention that Burrs is sick too, and he's fighting through this right now.
It's like the flu game for Burrs.
You can just see how ill he is. He's sweating.
Burrs is fighting through right now.
Burrs is
sweating like he's back at McGregor's Irish Pub at 12:25 p.m.
That's not the look of a man who's with us right now. Like, he is just lost.
So
you're here though. That's all that matters.
The Buffalo Bills today. I think everyone and their mother was on the Denver Broncos -3. I know a lot of diehard Bills fans were texting me saying they're taking Denver, no questions asked. But this game reminded me of exactly what happened last year with the Arizona Cardinals. Picture perfect, week 3. You know, Bills looked struggling the first couple weeks, but what did they do today? Great defensive performance. Tyrod didn't turn the ball over, did what he needed to do, and Buffalo gets it done, 26-16. Talked initial reactions.
What I said earlier, I think that you can honestly say after Carolina game, people after the Jets game are like, okay, you know, it's the Jets. Okay, Carolina game, they don't give up a touchdown. Today they give up one touchdown. The Bills D's given up 2 touchdowns in 3 games. I mean, the Bills D is looking very good. So I'm very happy with the Bills defense right now. They got to figure out the run game. Tyrod's playing very well today, so didn't turn the ball over. So we'll see.
I kind of agree that it's like the Cardinals game, week 3, big win against a team that's like projected to do very well. Mm-hmm. The big difference for me, though, and the reason I think it might be a little different, I know we say this every year, oh, it might be different, AFC game. They beat a good AFC team.
Yes.
That's going to be there. If Oakland wins the division, Denver's going to be a wild card team, or at least in the discussion the last week of the year. So the Bills, that they never beat teams like that. So that's why this was a big win. They were clearly the better coached team today. And you mentioned right off the top the Von Miller penalty. A little ridiculous, but like, and we joke about Pastor McDermott. Hauschka hit that field goal going into halftime. CBS had a slow-mo of him saying, "Thank Jesus." Like, we joke about that stuff, but he's clearly doing a good job with these guys. Discipline. They didn't shoot themselves in the foot with any penalties. And like, they're you can tell they're just a mentally tough team. Like, the bend don't break defense. I think the play that exemplifies that the most is the Trey White breaking up Emmanuel Sanders. Mm-hmm. A great challenge, first of all, by McDermott. He was running up the sideline the whole play. Like, he literally wanted to be there to see Sanders fall to the ground. And great challenge. And then Trey White, like, not giving up on the play, obviously a great sign, too. I mean, he got burned a couple times, but just being, like, mentally tough, not giving up, that's, like, something we wouldn't see in the past. Gilmore last year, he gets burned by Sanders. He just jogs up, taps him on the back, down by contact. He's not going to try to break up that ball. And once again, we can blame the NFL for this, like the Von Miller penalty. But, like, yeah, it could have been a catch. Like, he took, like, 10 steps. But as he fell to the ground, Trey still didn't give up.
Yep.
Maniac, I'll finally let you speak here.
So, I said it all on Thursday. We were going to win the whole time. It was never in doubt.
Trust the process. It starts with one. Real quick, back to the Von Miller penalty. Does something like that get called in, like, an AFC championship game?
Absolutely not.
I would hope not.
They would have conferred, gotten all together, and said after, like, you know, there's no foul on the play.
I was stunned.
I was baffled.
It's like, if you don't know like, Tyrod was laughing on his way to the sideline, and then Tyrod said
he has known Von Miller for the past 5, 6, 7 years. Got to be good friends with him. So it was a joke too, but I think heat of the moment also. I don't think he meant to hit, like, you know, it meant to do a joke, but also didn't mean to pick him up too.
Luckily for the NFL, that probably doesn't happen in a playoff game, because like, even you're playing your best friend in the playoffs, you're still gonna like be laser focused, not like doing stuff like that you would do in week three. So, but a ridiculous call, like, no doubt. Denver, even if they don't call it, Denver still would have had to get the ball, score a touchdown, which they were clearly weren't really doing easily throughout the game.
Yeah.
So the people saying, oh, that completely changed the course of the game, I don't completely agree with that, but it was definitely a big call that helped the Bills, like, seal the deal. Another big thing going back to coaching, and you mentioned this earlier to me today, when's the last time you saw the Bills just, like, be able to run out the clock?
Oh.
Just eat clock, smart plays.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick. They stay in bounds. Yep. They fall down.
It's a sign of a good coach team, too. Yep.
Like I said, we give Pastor McDermott a lot of grief, but he's doing a good job, clearly, and today was a big indicator of that. It's easy to laugh at the guy, though, like the fist bumps, the thank Jesus. Hauschka with a big game.
That's something.
We love our kickers here. Kickers and punters.
4 for 4, hit a 53 and a 55-yarder. The Bills have a big decision to make. Do they cut him week 10 for that fourth-round draft pick?
No. It's not going to happen.
Maniac, dude. I mean, we're building through the draft, correct?
We are.
But, okay, so week 10.
We're cut.
He's cut.
He's cut.
So playoff contention or not, he's cut by week 10.
Cut. Fourth-round pick.
Right, John? Right? No, it'll never happen. They have to cut more guys in the fourth, just him.
Who else?
You got to cut, like, Ryan Davis. I think it's, like, Andre Holmes. The guys we signed in the offseason. It's, like, Ryan Davis, Andre Holmes, Hauschka.
Wait, they all have to get cut?
No, it's like half of them. You know, it's like half of them. It's like Andre Holmes, those guys.
We'll let NFL Insider talk to get the details on that one. We'll see whether they'll make the actual move.
Couple right. quick comments here. Where's Prince? I don't know. But then what's with no Goosebombers?
Okay,
this is one
these?
Right here. This is a Goosebomber
Hargis,
right here.
Hargis. We're still drinking Goosebombers. So
but we also have the champagne because September, we are in Buffalo, yeah. And the Bills won in September. And
I gotta say one more thing because people have been commenting on this too. Why is there a Bowling Green shirt on set? Talked?
Dad is an alumni. Mom's an alumni.
I know.
He's been cooking in the sun all day, too.
Like, BGFU is
the
right.
Sun takes a lot
of BGFU is
premier state school on this side of the state, pretty much. That's why he's got it on.
Very special place in my heart. So, two parents are both alumni. I almost went there.
So, let me pose a question here. Tyrod played well today. His passer rating was better when he was blitzed than when he wasn't. So, when he wasn't under pressure, he was actually worse than when he was getting blitzed and everything. He had a pretty phenomenal game manager game. On the same day when Flacco gets benched in Europe.
For Ryan Mallett, you got Doug Marrone.
37-0. 37-0. What a guy. What a guy.
I absolutely love that he's doing that.
He wants to make sure the Jaguars are high in those college football rankings next week.
I'm not going to lie. I ripped up my Titans future ticket when that fake punt happened. Like, there's just no shot that the Jaguars don't just steamroll through the AFC after that.
I'm not even saying that. If we're going around the NFL, like, real quick, I guess, talking about this, like, the Seahawks, are they all right? Or, I mean, no. What is wrong? They're a whole off? No. I mean, anything? Or Titans just good? I think the Titans are good. I really do. I love that team.
I think Tennessee is good, but at the same time, too, I think a big part of Seattle is that offensive line is so, so bad.
Horrible.
And what are the weapons that Russell Wilson has? Yeah, they finally put up some points this week. Their offense started to click in the second half. They were able to put up, 27 today? Bad day in the NFL if you were an underbetter.
Yep.
But, right? Like, that Seattle team. Like, I know you love Russell Wilson as a fantasy quarterback.
It's a 5'7 shortstop and a bunch of construction workers out there.
Who said Stucky?
Stucky.
Thank you. That was all. I mean,
speaking
it was
perfect.
Very accurate.
Speaking of offensive weapons, going back to the Bills, we got some banter in here about Zay Jones. Someone just says Zay Jones stinks.
A disappointing performance today, probably. Now,
did he have the assist.
Touchdown
he had the assist.
Yeah, it's nice to look on that. If we lose this game, we're thinking about how Zay Jones dropped an open touchdown. All this dude did was catch balls at ECU. Clearly, the NFL is a different life, and he's going to have to adjust.
Mike Tolbert dodged a bullet there, by the way, on that same drive. That could have been a Bryce Brown-esque play if the Bills don't score.
I thought it was a touchback, too. But, because I thought he caught it, fumbled it back in the end zone. I was happy they called it incomplete because I thought it was a touchback.
I was screaming.
I was like, this is awful.
I was screaming at the TV. That's why you don't throw in the, like, you don't throw the ball to fullbacks. You don't line them up out wide. I had to look up number 42 because he was lined up at the bottom of my TV screen.
Yep.
I'm like, who is this guy? So, I don't know. It all worked out. They scored on that drive. Nice catch by Andre Holmes. Nice surprise this year. So,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
And easy, so, dumb. Looking at some of the numbers from this game, you go, like you said, Tyrod Taylor, no picks. Bills have a very healthy game, no turnovers whatsoever.
Advanced game manager. Alex Smith-esque.
Yes. Don't turn the ball over. Play good defense. You're at home. Good things are going to happen. But what is wrong with the Bills' run game right now? It's like, and I've been noticing this across the NFL, I feel like the run game is just like irrelevant now. Like, it's just throw the ball.
Irrelevant now? It's been irrelevant for like 2 to 3 years. That's one of my biggest points. The Bills continue to brag about how good they are running the ball. That's like bragging about, I mean, having something completely not as relevant as it used to be 10 to 15 years ago. Mm. Like, I have the best pager on the market, and it pages right away, and it has a great tone, or I'm trying to think of some other irrelevant thing. Like, literally, you need to be able to have an elite QB. Aaron Rodgers, he takes over, like, yeah, they were down like 14, down 10. He wasn't having the best game, but he took over the ball down 7 with 4 minutes left, drove them right down the field, tied the game up with like 20 seconds left, took over an OT, 70-yard flick, game over. It was never in doubt for the Packers because they had that guy.
33 carries for 75 yards.
You know what the problem is? Not enough stretch runs to Tolbert.
He was outside a couple plays. He was buried. You're right.
Why are we doing that?
It is not good right now. I don't know. They got to figure that out.
It was nice. They were able to get Shady into the passing game a little bit. I mean, they were a lot of short throws, and Denver's defense is good, so they were able to get Shady before he was able to kind of break loose. But
run game, the Walkman of the NFL. That's amazing.
I love that.
That's unreal. Zero offensive line talent coming into the league. It's like... I don't know where I was going with that thought. I thought of something that just left my head.
How about Trevor Siemian today? Great first half. What was up with that interception that he threw? Are you trying to get that out of bounds? Are you trying to complete a pass?
No idea.
There?
The one to Trey White?
Yeah.
And if you remember, a couple plays prior,
Trey White could have fair caught that.
A couple plays prior, there was one that Trey White caught like a yard out of bounds that Siemian clearly meant to like throw into the stands. But he just didn't get enough.
Oh, I know.
It was like, what are you doing? You barely threw that out of bounds. I will say, though, that guy, some of the plays when he was like on the run, he can sling it.
Yeah.
He was throwing laser beams on target.
Yes.
Like, so he'll be all right. The Broncos are going to be all right moving forward. It's a team that we're going to be looking at for wild card implications, I think. Assuming the Raiders panning out the way we think they're going to.
Chiefs are 3-0.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? Here they go.
That pick's going to be in the 26, 27, 28, 30. They're good.
Don't go that far.
Chiefs are good.
High 20s,
that pick's
going
to be in the 30. AFC Championship loss.
Talk.
Do you need any more proof that it's a week-to-week league, though? Yeah, they've had some success for a couple weeks, but last week, the Bills literally looked like they didn't even belong on an NFL field. Yeah. Now they come out, and from the first play today, they were not only competing, they were absolutely the better team overall for that 60 minutes. So, with that said, I mean, we're seeing progress from the process,
but overall, I mean, my jury's still out. I think we're seeing good team building, but I still want to see a little bit better game management, I guess.
Atlanta is a massive game.
I was going
to
say,
that's the first true offense road test we're going to have. Let's see how this zone defense plays against Atlanta next week.
3-0, and they're at the Super Bowl last year. That's about as good as a test you're going to get.
I was going to say,
Hold on. I'm sorry. 3-0, but they could easily be 1-2. They're 2 plays away from being 1-2. A Bears play at the end of regulation and Golden Tate being short of the goal line by a half a foot.
Yep. By the way, a little plug for DDZ. We had a good weekend. I was going to be 3-0 until that callback on the Lions. So, well, I digress. We'll talk
so
about
us,
that.
Us.
Salty McTopher.
We were with producer Burrs. We were combined
9-3.
Very great week.
We got you paid. That's literally what you look for when you enter the DDZ.
But I was going to say, you mentioned the Atlanta game. It is September Bills. We are Bills fans. Let's start looking ahead, getting antsy about like the October-November games, thinking of wild card implications. We got Atlanta next week. We already said it's going to be tough. Let's assume they lose 2-2. We got Cincy the next week. Cincy, good game today in Green Bay, but they're 0-3. They've got Cleveland next week. If they lose to Cleveland and they're 0-4, Are people going to be losing their jobs? Are they going to be burying footballs that we should be nervous about going into week five, like a desperate team?
I agree. I want them to beat Cleveland by like 40, so at least have a win.
Right.
I would not want to see them winless. And I mean, it goes both ways.
At the same time, though, you lose to Cleveland, that's like your season's
over. I agree.
0-4 with Buffalo coming to town? Or are you 1-3 and it's a must win against Buffalo to have any chance to do anything else the rest of the season? It doesn't really matter.
It's whatever narrative you want to paint that
exactly.
week.
Exactly. So, anything else around the NFL we want to touch on? Obviously,
we got a ton. I mean, we got Flacco being benched. It could be the beginning of the end of the Flacco era. Who knows? Now, the Jaguars have already had two QBs benched this year against them in three games. They ended the Savage era. They ended the Flacco era. I mean, yeah, they're era enders. Aaron Rodgers shocked when I saw that he was going into OT and he was 0-7 in overtime games. I mean, someone that's that good. I remember, like, the two games versus Arizona. I remember him specifically losing that because Fitzgerald just was out of his mind. But, yeah, to see 0-7, he finally gets on the board 1-7, picking up that victory over Cincy. Chargers looking at Darrelle Revis. Is Revis Island coming back to the NFL? Do you want Revis Island back in the NFL?
He's been training.
Didn't he, like, beat someone in the offseason or got in a big fight with people?
Got that big fight at Pittsburgh. He was, like, getting sued.
Outside with, like, college students or something? He beat the shit out of somebody, right?
The in between the lines of what I was reading was that they were basically calling him like the most racist things imaginable, and he just like walloped this dude, and he's like, all right, I'm gonna like sue you for a ton of money unless you settle. And he's like, okay, like sue me, like, and then that's how it got to like the level where it's at now.
Yeah,
he could have just settled obviously for like, you know, some amount, but he chose not to. He's a man of his word.
I like it. Davis.
And new premier QB in the league. I mean, Brady still can put up the numbers. Rodgers has got the best arm.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Here it comes.
But does anybody run their offense and team as well as Alex Smith?
That's what I just said. The Chiefs picks are going to be in the high 20s to 30. I think they're incredible. They're good. They're,
we'll see.
They're fun.
We'll see.
They're fun. Kareem Hunt's fun. Tyreek Hill's fun. They're good. I think they're good.
They'll go to the playoffs.
I mean, yeah.
But high 20s, yeah. Bills will be picking guaranteed 23-ish.
All the Bills picks right now. The yeah. Chiefs are 3-0, the Rams are 2-1, and the Eagles are 2-1. So, I mean, all the picks are...
All yeah. high 20s, 30, 31, you know 32. What?
Throw the records out.
Might as well. Let's just trade those picks back for a team that's worse, for sure.
So, the Jets.
On the board.
That was another Vegas slaughter. Vegas slaughter, no doubt.
Yes. Are they going to pull a Topher, get on the board, and then just go on a little streak? And when I say streak, I mean like 1-2 games.
Well, you got to imagine after getting on the board, after at Bills, at the Black Hole, you know, going back to New Jersey / MetLife was a, you know, welcome return for them. You know, I'm sure they're happy to be in front of the home crowd. And yeah, another Vegas killer, obviously, because definitely I do imagine a lot of people were on Miami after that big victory in Los Angeles last week.
And what were you saying today? You cannot be a week to week better.
Oh,
in the NFL.
if you're betting the NFL based on what happened last week, you're already behind. They already got you where they want you.
They will crush you on these lines.
Oh yeah.
Everyone automatically. Denver.
Oh,
Denver,
everyone I asked was Denver. I was like, do you think they built these sports books, you know, with just these layups? Of course not.
Or a beer.
Anything goes.
Anything you want to touch on real quick in college football this weekend that popped out of you? Because I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm wearing it on my shirt.
No, go ahead. Close game from Cuse versus LSU.
Oh! They did. Oh,
oh.
Wow. This kid's a killer bartender, yeah.
They call him Tom Perignon.
University of Buffalo. A lot of people thought it would be a horrible season. They're 500, 2-2. They beat Lane Kiffin in Florida Atlantic. They win by 3. They cover the spread of 2.5. Tyree Jackson hurt after the first half. So they go to the backup quarterback the entire second half and still was able to pull it out, which is pretty impressive.
And cover.
And still cover that spread.
Good teams win. Great teams
cover. 3 out of 4 now covering spreads. We got, what, Kent State next week?
Bills are 3-0 against the number this year.
Wow.
And that's why.
Like if you're a gambler,
is that why that number's a little high next week? 8.5?
Oh, juiced. Oh, man.
8.5's a lot.
8.5 is a ton.
Chick-fil-A is closed.
Oh, my gosh. Chick-fil-A is closed, and so are going to be the running lanes with this defense. Darius is back.
Oh, my God.
Didn't mean to ruin victory, Monday for you guys.
And then a huge UB basketball recruit.
Yep.
Jonathan Williams.
Can we get Jeans real quick? Someone bring Jeans in.
Yeah.
Just a quick shot. Burrs, quick shot.
Just put him in there.
Just a quick shot.
They're saying it could be one of the biggest recruits for the MAC ever. 4-star recruit.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Out of New York State. Guy's an absolute stud. Matt Herring, Syracuse is a joke. December 19th. You ready to go, Maniac? It's a big matchup.
Jeans.
The Bulls coming to town. What's that spread going to look
the
like?
The only thing that's a joke is Herring's insults in this chat. I mean, literally, the guy couldn't be coming with less fire. It's literally ice. I'm just seeing ice dropped in this chat.
Like icicles?
Yeah, just terrible. Absolutely nothing. I mean, like, it was anti-flammable, basically.
Okay.
The fire he was throwing.
All right, Petty Roosevelt. He's definitely he's a 4-star recruit.
Petty, top 150. Petty, way to have a level-headed head on your shoulders and tell it like it is. Very honorable of you.
He just said Bulls -2.5 at the Dome. Is that possible? Bulls? Second half line?
Sure. Yeah, second half line when they're down 32 at half.
God. He's a guy who loves upstate New York, though. Jonathan, upstate in quotes, but, you know, from Josh's crap, Chester, coming to UB, trying to pave the way for other
guys. Exactly. They said other UB guys recruited from New York. Him the hardest. Turned down Syracuse. Turned down North Carolina, Rhode Island, Providence.
I can't believe I'm gonna
he's
say
like this. No, I'm good at Comstock.
I'm gonna say this right now. Comstock. I can't believe that UB Syracuse game in December. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be scary that you guys going at each other.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Cannot wait for that game. The Tuesday night, which absolutely sucks, but
I'm glad you're gonna have fun for like 20 minutes.
No, we've had a lot of fun over the past 2-3 years. Don't act like that's not true.
Oh yeah, no.
Back-to-back MAC championships.
Come on,
but like that. But I just see them lose to like Kent State at home on a day when it's supposed to be like, you know, the student section going crazy, like, and it's supposed to, what was it, student day?
Do you remember that?
What was it, student day?
they were studying.
But it was supposed to be like fan appreciation day or like student appreciation day. They timed it up with midterms, and everyone was in the
library.
It was horrible.
Well, who was that UB insider telling you? Kids in library for midterms. Poor timing for the Kent State game.
All I'm saying is, I remember the time when LeMoyne beat Syracuse. Good night now.